Welcome to episode 3 of This Is Life Turned Up. I hope everybody's having an amazing day. I had some crazy thoughts, which I often do, and I wanted to share with you guys. So there's this a few years ago, like when I really, really started to amp up my professional development game or my self-help game. I'm doing air quotes as I talk because it's always been an ongoing game for me. I've been doing this kind of self-help stuff since I was sixth grade, I would say. So I thought about this the other day. So what if we all go through life as if we already won the game, right? Like what if we, like me or you being born was the winning of the game, right? And now we get to play like this bonus level of the greatest game ever played, right? What if that happened? Like, what would we do differently? So I kind of came across this concept of, maybe at this point, a year, 6 months ago, came up with this kind of concept as I was going into the city for a work meeting, and I was thinking about it. I'm just looking at everybody, and I live about on the train, probably 45 minutes away from San Francisco. And so I was on the train one morning. And again, it was rush hour, so I'm standing and I have my headphones on. I'm listening to music really loud, trying to avoid eye contact with everybody. But then I look up and I just start like kind of gazing at everybody and just looking at them. It's like everybody's head down, focused. And this is a few things were going on in my mind. One, it was thank God I no longer have a full-time job that I have to go to every day to do this. I used to be in corporate finance for years and years and years, and it literally sucked the soul out of me. I hated every moment of it. That said, so I had that moment, right? Like, thank God I don't have to do this anymore. And then I also had this moment of like, man, people look really unhappy. I mean, granted, we're all on a crowded train. Like, nobody wants to be here. Everyone has to go to work. Nobody wants to do that. So I was just thinking, like, what if we – well, me in particular, that moment was like, what if I shifted my perspective a little bit? What if, you know, me being on this crowded train and going, knowing I could come back on the crowd, another empty train actually in like 2 hours, what if like I could get everybody on this train to shift their perspective a little bit? What if instead of like us are like putting our heads down and stressing about what we have to do next, what if we actually went through our life as if we already won? Again, like what if this is the bonus level? Can you imagine how we would feel if we lived our life like that? And it's hard. You know, I'm not going to say that like I had that moment and then everything changed my life. That's not reality. It's a practice. So I'll tell you throughout these podcasts all the stuff that I do to be in a place where I feel like I've already won the game, because I honestly do. And I feel like we're on a bonus level. I feel like ever since I started practicing gratitude. Now, I do want to talk a little bit about gratitude. Gratitude is talked about a lot, right? It's one of those things that people say, if you're grateful for things, your life will change. If you're grateful for things, those things will come back to you. Now, there's a little piece I think that's missing from that, and this is some of the stuff I've worked on with myself and I do with my clients a lot. It's being writing down what you're grateful. And this is part of, oh my God, the book thing was called The Magic. The same lady that wrote The Secret. And I read it a while ago, so I could be totally messing up. But what I took from it is this, that you write down every day 10 things that you're grateful for. So it could be, you know, at first it's hard, but you could be grateful for the last meal you ate. You know, it doesn't have to be specific things that are different every day, could be some of the same things. Anyways, you write down what you're grateful for. You kind of do a stream of consciousness, let it all out on paper. You do about 10 of them a day. And then you go back to them and you read it. So you have to physically write it out. Some people could type it, but either way, you have to be able to go back and look at it and read it. And when you read it, you say, after each one, you say, thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, when I do that and when I teach this method, I have everybody take a few deep breaths before they say thank you, like to really feel it. Because the gratitude piece, again, it's a big deal. It's really, gratitude is super important because we have to put you know, what we put our effort on is what comes back to us, right? What we put our effort, our energy, our focus on is what we get. So most of the people on that train that morning were focused on how angry they were, how upset they were that they had to do this thing. Obviously not everybody, but just the feel I got on that train was one of just people weren't happy. And, you know, nobody's happy on a Monday morning going to work except for those who really, really enjoy their jobs or those who have their own business. So my point is what we put our energy on is what we get back or what happens. So when we focus on gratitude and we focus on actually feeling in our stomachs, in our hearts, in our souls, feeling gratitude, feeling thankfulness, that is the stuff that keeps coming. And I will tell you guys, I know this sounds crazy, but this stuff works. I have, you know, clients, most of my clients continue to work with me, but some stop after, you know, 6 months of working with me and go on to something else. And when they do go on, I do a lot of gratitude work about thanking that person and thanking the universe, thanking myself. And almost every time I will get a client who is like my dream client from it. So again, a lot of this podcast series is going to be about how I have changed my life and how I have brought in so much joy into my life. And again, let me say that my life is not perfect. I have a lot of stuff happen. I'll go into this later, but like my life has not been perfect. I've had to work really, really hard for everything I get. And I still sometimes feel like I'm in chaos at home. I would say I feel like I'm in chaos most days from the hours of 5 to 7:30 with my children. But I am 150% grateful for my life and I would not have it any other way. So back to what I was talking about. So what if we thought of our life and we go through our life as if we've already won the game? What would change? Right? What would change if you woke up in the morning and you put your feet flat on the floor, both feet, you sat down and you took a breath and you said, this is it. I won. Like I'm on the bonus level. What could I do differently today? So, and part of this is really this idea of taking responsibility for our thoughts and taking responsibility for the words that exit our mouth. So there's these two things, right? Like being responsible for your thoughts and your actions and then, you know, the words that exit your mouth. It's crazy, right? And then if you take it a step further, what if we took full responsibility for our feelings? And let that sink in. That is really a hard thing to do. But feelings are like this, the momentum of prior thoughts and words and prior feelings. And any moment of the day, you could pause and take back the control. You could take back those feelings of so they don't cross that threshold, right? Those thoughts and words and prior feelings, we could all pause it for a hot second. We're not going to pause it when we're in the, you know, the depth of it, when we're feeling like, you know, we're in an argument with our husband or wife and our friend and whatever. It's really difficult to pause, but this is the kind of thing I want to talk about is like we have power. Our words have power. Our words have energy, right? Somebody once said this, and I will never forget this. It's like imprinted in my mind. How do you make a word? You spell it. Words are spells. I know that's some witch magic, but you spell it, right? We have the power to create anything we want, and I know that sounds crazy. But we really, really have the power to create what we want. And we have the power to control our thoughts, control our feelings. Again, not always. Like when I'm watching a movie in the movie theater and I'm bawling and crying. I cry a lot at movies, by the way, and Hallmark movies especially. I don't like watching those. I don't control how I feel. I let that just kind of happen, right? But there are times when I could press the pause button in my life and stop myself from feeling a specific way. Because I know that my feelings have power. I know there's magic and there's, you know, if I have a feeling that's positive, that's going to go out in the world. If I have a feeling that's negative, that's going to go out in the world. And that makes an impact. And I see that often with my children. Like it's a perfect example of when I'm in a crazy mood and I'm like all hot and yelling and I see what happens. They change, right? So it's not just kids, it's everybody. You know, if you are a miserable person, most likely nobody's going to want to be around you, right? If you are somebody who could like realize they are in control of their words, of their feelings, of their emotions, we could really light up this world. So some of the things that we could do, and again, I've studied this for a long time, but some of the things that I do and that I want to share with you guys that we could do is like one of the things, and I'm going to share multiple things throughout these podcasts, but one of them that I'd like to talk about is asking ourselves empowering questions, right? Questions about, and again, this is all refocusing our energy, our feelings, our emotions. So instead of focusing on why can't I make money in my business? Why can't I leave my horrible soul-sucking job? That was me. Why can't I surround myself with empowering, uplifting people? Why does my life suck? These are questions that most people constantly ask themselves. These are, you know, again, what we focus on is what we get. What we put our energy into is what we get. So instead of asking, why does my life suck? Why can't I make money in my business? What the fuck is going on? What if we change the questions a little bit and ask ourselves, how does it get any better than this? How does it get any better than this? You will find the answers. You'll actually start to focus on what's working instead of what's not working. And what that does is it somewhat perpetuates what's working. And by again, by focusing on what's working, it expands. So instead of asking yourself questions like, why can't I make money in my business? What if you asked yourself questions like, how can I succeed massively in my business? How can I succeed massively in my relationship? How can I succeed massively in my job? Right? You see the difference here? These are empowering questions, and these empowering questions shift how we receive. So you ask, what do I need to do? What action steps do I need to take today? Again, this is shifting how we think and how we put what kind of energy we put out in the world. And our goal, and again, you know, this is hard. This is practice. It takes daily, consistent practice. But I will tell you that if you can commit to this, if you really want to make a change in your life, you will make a change in your life. Things will start happening. People will start coming to you who make you feel empowered, who make you feel strong, who make you think differently, who inspire you, right? I mean, it's funny. Like sometimes we're taught, maybe not sometimes, but I believe we're taught to look outside of ourselves for answers, right? We're not taught to go inwards. But if you actually think about this, we all have the answers and we have to look inside. We have to ask questions that make us feel good and inspired. And then when we ask these questions, our actions then are inspired and aligned and authentic to what we want, right? It's so cool. I get so excited when I talk about this stuff because we have this power. We have the power. And I really want, and you know, my goal in these podcasts is to get us to feel it, to own it, to exude it. And your life will change. It is going to be a life that is completely turned up. Completely turned up. Yes, you're going to yell at your kids every once in a while. Yes, you're going to be in traffic and lose your shit sometimes. Yes, that is what's going to happen. We are not perfect. I'm never going to tell you that my life is perfect and that I'm perfect. I judge when I know I shouldn't be judging. You know, I'm working on it. But at the end of the day, I honestly feel as though I've already won the game. I feel like me being born was the winning of the game and I'm playing a bonus level of the greatest game ever played. I really do. I really do. And everything that I do in my life and who I bring into my life and who I let go of my life is all based on that. I only surround myself with people who are on the same level as me or higher. So I have talked a lot about this idea, but I really, really think that we get to decide what's right and wrong for us. We get to control our thoughts in a way that's right and wrong for us. You know, we have the right to change our minds. We are growing. We're constantly seeking. We're these energy generating people. We're energy producing humans. It's awesome. So that said, please go out and have a wonderful day today. Bring in that energy of good, of love, of positivity, of strength. You know, go through life today as if you've already won the game. Thank you guys. Stay tuned for the next episode, for episode 4, coming at you soon.